Paul Ramo out here at Lacapara Valley High School. It's National FFA Week, and if you've been listening to Q92 all week, we've been featuring FFA students from around our Q92 listener area, and today I'm out at Lacapara Valley High School, where they're having a petting zoo, and elementary students from Appleton and Madison are out here, and the Lacapara FFA students are giving presentations with some animals. It's pretty impressive. And with me is the FFA advisor out here at Lacapara Valley, Chase Olson. Hi, Chase.
Hi, Paul.
Good. Thanks for inviting us over.
No problem. For you guys want to come out and see it.
Yeah. It's been fun, actually.
Good. Glad to see you.
Very educational. I learned a lot about llamas.
Yeah. No, our kids have been putting a lot of time into their projects. And it was fun to see them just come together as this group and teach the young kids on what they know.
Yep. So I'm guessing you were in FFA when you were at Lacapara?
Yep. Okay. When I was in Lacapara, I was one of the people that bring goats and cows here at the petting zoo. So.
Okay, good. Now you're the advisor and the teacher, huh?
Yep. This is my third year here at Lacapara Valley.
Third year? Okay. Tell us a little bit about the Lacapara Valley FFA chapter.
So when I joined, we moved from one teacher to three, and then this year we are actually one of the largest in the state. We have over 300 kids in the FFA program.
Wow, 300 kids in the FFA program out here at Lacapara?
Yep. They're according to a register, so if they take our class, then they're an FFA member automatically.
Oh, wow.
So we are competing up with CPI there at 290, and we're at 295.
Wow, so. That's really good. That's pretty impressive.
Yep. We've offered some new classes. We now have over 34 approved courses that we teach the kids every 2 years. And then we've done over $142,000 of grants.
Oh, wow. That's nice. Chloe Glagy told me, too, that it's just not for farm kids anymore.
Yep. We've kind of really broadened our horizons. Last year, I did a kayaking lesson, just did some kayak safety.
Oh.
Being from the small town, we know a lot of people go to the lake during the summer, but that was one thing that they never said that they did was a safety class. So here we offered it.
Yeah, that's awesome. You got other advisors that help you? Who are they?
This year I have Ben Travis. So we actually went from three to two this year.
Okay.
Last year I had Paige Vanderwolf.
Okay.
So she helped out.
Good. Tell us what's happening out here in the petting zoo today.
So today we have our students that are demonstrating their SAE projects. So that's the llamas, the goats, and the lambs. They're giving small presentations to the third and fourth graders of the elementary schools. And then they're out here at the animals for 20 minutes, and then they actually go to the classroom for a classroom presentation. This year, the kids designed up indoor pets.
Oh.
We actually have four leopard geckos here at the school.
Okay.
So just
I asked somebody else that. I don't know what that is.
So it's just a crested gecko, kind of a small lizard.
Okay.
They've become our classroom pets, and the kids love them. So I've had kids watch them over the summers. They take them on weekends, and they have a pet at home for a week.
Okay.
So kind of a learning experience.
Good, good. How important is FFA to the school?
I'd say it's really important. Kids don't always know it right away. Give them a couple years, and then they're oh man, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have done this.
Yeah.
This year I have 19 state degrees going to state.
Oh, wow.
So, again, one of the largest in the region, and a lot of those...
What does that mean?
So the state degree is the second highest honor they can get in the FFA. Oh. The next will be the American degree. So they need a gross $2,000 with either a job or their project, and then have 3 years of agriculture classes.
Oh, okay. And how many students?
I have 19 that applied.
Wow. That's pretty impressive too, huh?
Yeah. They were all really happy, and they put a lot of time and effort into their applications. So.
Yeah. All right. That's awesome. Well, Chase, thanks for inviting Q92 out here today. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah. Chase Olson, the Lacapara Valley FFA advisor.